She was very bright. She still has her, full capacity and gets around well, but she can't take tests. So she bought not only the apartment, but another like a machzor, and she's a painter. She's able to paint there. It's a lovely place. It was originally a hotel.
Oh, is it though?
And the hotel didn't make it, so the hotel was turned into a residential place.
Right, right.
Your brother-in-law.
Not doing great.
Did the ethical be a lawyer?
What?
Could the ethical be a lawyer? That was protecting the crucifixion.
Who?
The Carl Jung himself.
Yes.
I saw the title was, can you be ethical and be a lawyer?
Yes, so you'll have to ask Rabbi Reich, because he's a lawyer. he was a lawyer in practice before he became the denial of the business.
This Sunday?
Huh? This Sunday,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I'm
going to. No, this coming Sunday. It's over there in Skokie. Yes. I'm speaking on... unfair or fair competition or a thugged rule, something like that. Those who attend that need university credits, so they have to call the university law school too and get credit. I haven't given them the Mar McCambridge yet. I can give them tomorrow. Well, today is a completely different subject. Are we connected, or is there a tape? Or what about the tape? Is that connected? Generally, tape. Generally, it's been the procedure to tape them.
You need more copy?
No, it's not in my throat.
What? Oh, all right, good. So we can proceed. All right. So today's subject has to deal with matters pertaining to Rosh Chodesh. Next week is the Shemesh Rosh Chodesh. So I figure that this is getting close to Minyan of the Yema, and maybe next week or near for be another shiur on some matters of Rosh Chodesh. The structure, basically, of the shiur, I'm taking from some of the shiurim from the late Rav Zolti Zal in the Sefer Mishnas Yavis, where he deals with some of the problems of the Rishonim, and he has some interesting explanation of that. Meanwhile, we see how the halachas more or less play themselves out, both from the Shulchan Aruch and from the Gemara and the Rishonim. So first, we're looking at sheet number one. Here is Simon Tov Chav Beis, in Shulchan Aruch Ayur Chaim, where Sif Aleph says the following: Arvis Shachris and Mincha Mispalling Yudchet Brachis. Now, it's not extra. So, Eim Ayala V'Yavu B'Vetzei. Vim Lo Amro V'Arvis. Eim
Harry Hartman.
He's entering the conference.
So, if you don't say it, let's say Yehovah will say it that night, or even the second night, where that's a different controversy, but even the second night, the father says, Amy Kashin Achelish Balaiwa. So we don't have to worry about that. Now, that of Asia Mokham Shazeho, Shaina Pesha, I am Elton Ray Sadig Dalas. All right. Benchu is Pesha Yomechot, Benchu Shne Yomim, Nikne Shame Kashin Achelish Balaiwa. It brings the Lashon. Actually, from the Gemara brothers. Avolo amel shachris u'mincha mazir u'naisa. V'niska kreden shehiskel meidim Eimer b'malkam shenitzka. V'im lo nitzka ad acha shehitzku meidim, v'im nitzka kredim shehishlim tfiloso, chayzer l'retzei. You can go all the way back to the retzei, to the abayim. V'im lo nitzka ad shehishlim tfiloso, chayzer l'retzei. Being who logil, they're given more and more dispensation over here to correct it. Being who logil, lema tachnunim, aha tfiloso, the nitzka aha shehishlin tfiloso, kaden shiakar raglo, chayzer of a say. But many times people are, when it comes to the kai mitzor and so forth, and even if they said yir lavatsam, which is supposed to be, according to Gemara, like the seum of the total shmona esrei, nevertheless called Manshalo Oker Adlo. He didn't move. He didn't budge. So under those circumstances, he would be allowed to go back to the say and say Yad of the Yoda. Now,
I'm just curious about hearing also.
Yeah.
It sounds like, what is the...
It sounds like the... But it really refers also to the individual.
Right.
But to be exact, that's the proper thing. You can make them go back, all of that. Later we'll see the problem where the chazan is saying it, whether someone who forgot it can follow the chazan. That's another matter.
He's entering the conference.
So that's the halacha. Now, what happened, of course, now, he's only talking about, remember in the daytime, remember that a certain point in the Shemona Esrei where you can stop, where you can go back until it's just, you can't. Now, what happens if you totally don't remember that time? You have to say the Shemona Esrei over there with Yael of the Yovo in the daytime. Now, what happens the day goes by, let's say he didn't say it at... For example, if he didn't say it in Shachas, he didn't correct it at all, so it comes to Mincha, what do you do then? Do you have to say two Shemona Esrei or not? Or the same thing going further, if you didn't say it to Mincha, so it comes to Arvis there, and it's still, the Arvis is already a weekday. Let's say Rosh Chodesh is over by that time. So do you have to again make it kashlumim for the Shemona Esrei that you didn't mention Yad of the Yod? So we're going to see how that plays out. There are different sheets in the Vashanim exactly what you have to do and what you don't have to do. But before we go to that, take a look there in the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva, which I have underlined, where it says, Marzirin, I say. So he says, very simply, here, and that's when Simon Tochav Bey, so he refers you to the Be'er Hetev. The Be'er Hetev says, Marzirin, so I'm Be'er Hetev, because the Be'er Hetev is Tzitz Gimel. And the Be'er Hetev says, Dafkim Adayin lo Yispala Mutav. Kavim Yispala Mutav, Ein Tzorach Lazer. He doesn't have to go back because Musaf is already is part of an extension of mentioning that it is Rosh Chodesh. He has not forgotten Rosh Chodesh at that particular time. So now look at the Shari Tshuva. Ayin Pi Chodesh of Birki Yosef, the Shom B'Shiyurei Bracha, which is also part of the Birki Yosef. You know, the Chidor, who's the author of the Birki Yosef, he has right there in the Birki Yosef, there's always an addendum many times called Shiyurei Bracha. So there in the Shiyurei Bracha, he says the following, that the same Rashba, Vatil Kfar, he's Palo Musaf, Sorech Lazav. He has to go back. I and Musaf, Musaf is, the etzim is, the whole thing is Rosh Chodesh. The same Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, everything. Nevertheless, you have to go back. He says you're going to have to say mincha two times. Because the fact...
He didn't say it for Shachar.
Although he davened Musaf, and in Musaf he mentioned that it's a Chodesh, however, that does not help to fulfill what he missed, according to this opinion, that he missed that Shachar. So it comes to Mincha, he has to say two Shmon Esrei, one for the Shacharis and one, of course, the present time.
The rule. Start
what?
It says that he remembers. He says he remembers the
Shacharis.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, why
did
he have to say two
as far as the winter? Well, Tzor Lazar would mean that depends if it's still the time of Shacharis or so.
Well, maybe it means that's Lazar.
Yeah, we can do that. But let's say it's already past his amount of Shacharis. He can't daven Shacharis now with a Shmon Esrei to Mensiyahu Yovel. It's just, he's saying it's as if he missed the whole Shacharis because he has a chisoron of not saying Yovel the Yovel. So it's coming to Mincha, so what does he do? So is he mechuyev to be mashlim or not? So it's understood that it's still Rosh Chodesh, he can be mashlim. He says two Shmon Esrei. And at that time, yeah, Mincha twice. What is the difference?
I'm not
in Shabbos yet. We'll get to Shabbos yet. So we'll see how that works. The main thing is, what happens if, for example, at Mincha, nothing happens the whole day. He comes to Mincha, and in Mincha, he doesn't say Yad V'Yom. Now it's Ma'ariv, and it's after the Shaylis. So the Shaylis is this. The very fact that he left out Yad V'Yovel by Mincha, is that considered as if it's no tefillah whatsoever? Just as if he did daven Mincha, you know, b'shoyge, all the time there's a cloud. Forget about the Shaylis or anything else. Supposing somebody, any day of the week, whatever the reason is, he couldn't daven Mincha, and it was not the mazes, I'm not talking mazes. So what do? He couldn't say Mincha. Comes Ma'ariv, he says two Shmon Esrei. The first Shmon Esrei is the Chiyuv of Ma'ariv. The other one is Tashlumis. That's the second one. So now here, South Yadav Yavo, let's say here, Shemincha, and now it comes to Ma'ariv, the status is over, so he's going to have to say two Shmon Esrei. He can't say Yadav Yavo in any one of them. Because the status is over with. So the question is he mechuyev? I'm raising the question now because the feet of the training raised the question, is there a din of tashlumim under that circumstance? Because what is he going to accomplish by saying another Shmona Esrei? Now we'll see whether there's a machlekes. And we'll see it's all played out in a tesis in Brochus. We'll see that in a moment. So before we go ahead of that, take a look yet, it's still what he says here in the Sari Tshuva, that the Inki Shoyim is follow Gimel Hashemus, how godly follow Musaf, Nofo Bedaita Shalom of the Shachas Yaira the Yogo, Yisayim Atzil of the Shel Chachachis, Vahakar Yisfala Musaf. He should be Mitzvah Musaf. He says, I am Shom, the Shechenu, he brings there Memchaz Beis, probably the Marzik Bracha, that's another sefer of the Chidor, the Shem Zer Emes. Ryan Kamon, Simikus Abdal, Inyan Yesh Lisma, Lechavein, the Birch Shatz. Whether maybe if he forgot Yad of Yodo and the Shatz is saying the Shmon Esrei out loud, if he follows it, every ace and everything else of that sort, maybe he would be Yaitu with that. That's another question that is raised. The cross of the Shach, Misha Besha, is an interesting thing. It's like an oddity. But try to imagine that somebody is in a shul. Let's say it's even, I would think a lot of times, it sometimes it's a little scary for the Rav. Say the Rav forgets to say Yad of the Yod. So he's got to say the Shmon Esrei over again. And the whole kill says, they're looking at the love. It's embarrassing. It's a bizarre actually for him to do, but he's got to do it. So here he brings a case where somebody is in a house next to the shul. Here it is. Me should say so. Somos with Beisach Nesus. The Eshlo Chalon Tuah with Beisach Nesus. He has a window that opens up into the shul. And he calls him, follow him at Tibur. He's davening, you know, he is what they're saying. The shochach yalo v'yavo, ein yaita v'kavanos v'tfilas ha-tishat. He's not going to be yaita. Why? Shatam shekos of ha-kobo, kedei shelo yizbazo v'tzibur, lo shayach kash. I mean, there's an eight as if to say, you don't want to be in shame. Let him be Mahavan in the shot. But here, nobody knows what he's doing. He's listening in, so he has to say he should say the whole Shema Nesra.
That's so far-fetched, but the
Of course it's
not. My mother's father was a Shabbos from Balshul Rishul. They lived next door. She told him, she had windows open, they could hear him dancing.
Yeah, that's right.
So were we.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Shuba Mokam Shein Layim. Yeah, well, I mean, that's what he has no choice. He has no choice. Unless, yes, what are you saying? This, that would be, the love is not in the house next door. He's in the shul. He should listen to the shots and be mechaven that, you know, every single word what goes.
I thought in the place.
Yeah, ain't on the Nami. That's brought down. You'll see it later, and it's brought in the Tesis here in Brothers too. But the main question now is, let's say he forgets Yad of the Yavo by Mincha, and your Seder is over. Or you can have the same Shaila on Shabbos. Somehow he missed Mincha on Shabbos. So it comes on Toy Shabbos. He has to daven two Shemone Esrei, but the Shemone Esrei is a weekday Shemone Esrei. So how does all this play out? Is there a din of Tashlumim or not? In our minds we think there is, but the Rishonim actually have discussed this, and it's all in a Tesis in Brachos. That's on Daf Chavah. That's sheet number 2. Which I've underlined, it's a lengthy paper, but there he mentions the secrets of the Shining, which are the core of the problem. Same thing is, we have to give a hezbollah on the secrets of these Shining. Now here, first of all, he refers to the Gemara. The Gemara is at the top of the Amud. Tanah Rabbanan. Tov, now here it's a different situation, but it's all conceptually the same. Torah below is follow Mincha be'er Shabbos. Whatever it was, he made a mistake, he didn't bow Mincha. We're not talking about somebody, but maybe there's no Tashmina on that. So, let's follow the Leil Shabbos Chaim. So what kind of Shmona? What kind of Shmona? That's the two Shabbos they can Shmona? Torah below is follow Mincha be'Shabbos. Let's follow the Motoi Shabbos Chaim Shalchol. But there you have a different thing, which we're not going to go into that thoroughly, but he says, so what, but in the regular Shemona Esrei of Motsoi Shabbos, there's Havdolah, and Chenin, Atachanam Sona. So what does he do with these two Shemona Esrei? Mavdil Bereshena. Because the first one is the Chiyav for Motsoi Shabbos. Vena Mavdil Bereshena. Shin Hivdil Bereshena. Velo Hivdil Bereshena. Shnea also. So the second one is good. I mean, that's the faith. But Reshena is low also low. But the first one is not going to be counted as far as this Tashlum is concerned. Remember the Kalim or Abdul the Kamaisa commander low summit on it. And as if he does Vinid and Dab Madrid away. Gonna have to repeat it properly, you know, with the mention again of the Havdolah in it. But now let's go to the Bali Tesis here. So all the low is following the Shabbos. Tov, the Lord is follow Mincha the Shabbos, and follow Avishai. The Highness of Motsoi Shabbos, and Mazda the Rishayim. So here we come to a Machlekes of the daily Rishayim. Pasav Rabbeinu Yehuda. So he goes right to the Chedus, which is basically the subject why we brought this all up. In Tov, the Lord Hiska, the Chedus, the Mincha, lo yisfalo od balayla. He says, you don't have to have any tashlumin balayla. The lama yisfalo od. Why should it? Harei kva yisfalo kol tfilas amincha mibayz yein. Vad reish chedesh lo hiska. He did daven mincha, but he did left out the chedesh. So how can he correct that? He corrected at night. You can't say yadu v'yavu at night. So That's it. That's what he wants to say. We have to have an explanation shortly. We'll see. Not everybody will see in this same tasis. He brings one of the few places in Shas, but it's brought in a few places in Shas where tasis mentions the Rabbalkas. We'll see in a moment. He says, "In Cain, says Aim Aviyah Kum in Yazdav Yisbal of the Masorah Shredis. Our Lo Yashka O Shvilus Shredis, the Yutchas, he means it's Mon Esrei, it's the Yutchas, Vah Yisbal. But he says that it's Mon Esrei. The Lo Dome, Lo Hoda Oma Hocha, Tor, the Lo Yisbal of Min for the Shabbos, the Yisbal of Aviz Bechol Sai and Pavis, Shall call. He says, two, what we call Vachadik, a weekday, Shmon Esrei, Mishum Shor is Palo Klau. In Cain, Yavir, Filus, Shmon Esrei, Kishim is Palo, the Matoi Shabbos. Abba Tisha Lo Yashke Shal Shabbos, but what he's saying is that the fact that he missed that Shmon, that Tfilah on Shabbos, there's no Tfilah at all. So that he has to replace. Whereas on the Shredis, he's telling us, it's a Tfilah even without Yavir. That's his sentence. You have to explain why is that. And not everybody agrees with that. So, in Tema, Lo, Mispalo, Yesum, Imashir, Chayv, Mispalo. So the question is, let's say Shabbos, you don't have Shmon Esrei Brachos. He's davening now to make a Tashlumin for that which he missed on Shabbos. There's only seven Brachos. You know, you have the three in the beginning, three at the end, and one in the middle. Tavish Shabbos, you know. Yeah, other chagim, there's nine brachas. Yom Yeroyim. It is only seven brachas, he's saying. V'shahayim, v'shalohoy lo yispalakim zayim brachas, and yispalakim yud chesed. It's v'kach ein lochish. You don't have to worry about it. Shagam, Tavis ho yedin. This is an important thing people forget. That the, in principle, you should have to say the whole Shemot Esrei on Shabbos. You're really mekuyah. So why do they, chachamim, change it? The din she is paluko yitzes rachol yitzechu mitnei hatera. It's a techa. We want Shabbos to be easier. Nimsa the mavir called filosa. So he gains his feeling. Abu kishat torah lo hisker shol reshchedes. But this is Rabbein Yehuda saying this. If he didn't mention reshchedes, but he said the whole Shmon Esrei, let's say there for mincha, is a thing. He says, "Baba Gisola, he's going to say, 'Kvar is Baba.' In Tengel, I hear from you, Baba, my story was Chayus. For Din Nami, the same thing is, it's by Mincha by Shabbos. He goes from a Chayus up to Shabbos. The Ein is Baba, the Mincha by Shabbos, Yud Keshleinus. Well, let's say he's the other way around. He forgot himself. The Mincha on Shabbos, he's out of the thing, the whole Shabbat that's right. Like you do in the weekday. Oh, and he doesn't even mention Shabbos. Well, his kishel Shabbos near the matoy Shabbos for his follow sign. By his follow, you'd have both. But he did daven tefillah mincha. What? It's not, but it's a tefillah. It's tefillah mincha. It's tefillah mincha. You have to understand that the question is there. Just like you say, it's not a Shabbos davening. It's not a Shabbos davening. Same thing. We have to. Certainly, we'll give a hazard. So that's one sheet. The sheet of the Bnei Yehuda is you don't have to have tashlumi, the matzoi Rosh Chodesh, or the matzoi Shabbos, if didn't, but for some reason or another, you left out Yad of the Yovo, or on Shabbos, for Minza, you said the regular Shmona Esrei without mentioning Shabbos. So that's the Shita of Rabbeinu Yehuda. However, here's where he mentions the Rav Alphus. So Miu, the Rav Alphus, Lomashia came. So I feel a Hechadein in my Vyachlum. So what if he's not going to gain anything? Because he can't mention Shchedesh at night. It's over. He can't mention Shabbos at night. Shabbos is over. Never matzah lispalo palm achelis. Bezer l'shena. Shekosu v'avod ha'kome shemavdu b'v'shena. That which the Gemara said, ha'imavdu b'shnayim. V'im lo hivdu b'v'shena v'hivdu b'shniya. Shniya also lo v'shena lo also. Diboy lag dumei tfilo shniya b'resha. The he chayva, because that's the main chiyuv. That's the chiyuv of Motzoi Shabbos. That's that chiyuv. The kevan de lo avdil bereisha, the avdil bebatraisa. But he made the havdol in the second one. He didn't do it in the first one. Goli daita, that shows the hang batraisa he chayva. That's the chayva, because that's where havdolah belongs. That's what he's supposed to do. The zilka boy lamedr lisui zimri achita. is going to have to daven again, Kenei Lahadim Chaybas Shaitei Bereisha. He has to say it over again with the Havdol in it, be Magdim always the Chiyuv. But the Avaldus's timing is that there is a Deen of Tashlumin. And then he says further, the Avdil B'Tabayu, Abba Gadol Boy with a Mevet Hochi, it doesn't matter if he gives Abdul in both of those Shemon Esrays. The low Abdul Lafila Bechadimin home, low Mevet Adrinalei. Why? You don't even have to go back at all. Why? Because you have Abdullah in the case. That's what he's going to say. Yisanya Torah lo hiska Abdullah b'chein ha-nadas. He's saying, Eim azim reisim z'nation. Yoholoi ma'alakais. Ad kam l'shein. So what do we have from Rav Alfa's Tesha says? Alma the matzah is followed in Achita. There is a deen of Tashlumim by Rosh Chodesh and by Shabbos. If somehow the mincha by Rosh Chodesh, let's stick with Rosh Chodesh, which is a focus thing. He didn't say Yavo the Yavo, so he's saying at night you don't have to say Tushman Esreis. That's what according to Rav Alfis, you have to say two. According to Rabbeinu, you have to say two. According to Rabbeinu Yehuda, you don't. That's what he's telling you. Abba Gavshalo Yazu is follow Tom Sneer, Yezu Mibushena. Tavre Yenir Rabbeinu Meshim, Alavam, Itag Loshan Alfasi. So the question is now, what's the basis of this machlekes? Between Rabbeinu Yehuda, he says, there is no Tashlumi. You don't have to have a Tashlumi. Because he did daven. What are you going to accomplish by having another Shemona Esrei without mentioning Rosh Chodesh? What's the tikkun? What kind of tikkun is it? And Rav Alfa says differently. So the Rav Zolti Baal is masber in a very rational way. It depends. The question is, what is this? What is the tefillah of that score of Yael the Yovel? What is it? Is it just a mention of Rosh Chodesh? Or does it have a deen like a bracha? Because if something has a deen like a bracha, and you're davening Shemona Esrei, you leave out one of the brachas of Shemona Esrei, you don't have a Shemona Esrei. You have to go back from the beginning. You don't even have a tefillah of Shemona Esrei. It's feldei. There's a chitzoron in that. But if the deen of Yaro the Yavo is just a haskara, they didn't make it as part of the ikar tefillah of Shemona Esrei. So if you left it out, but you're davening the whole Shemona Esrei, it's not like leaving out a bracha. You just forgot to do that. So at night, what kind of tashlumi? A davening it was. You said you daven mincha. You just missed Yael the Yavo. So there's no tikkun for that. Amaviach. So that's the sheet of the Rabbeinu Yehuda. That the Yael the Yavo, it was not that his understanding is when Chazal made the tachana, wherever it came from, the ancient Knesset HaGdela or so forth, that according to his understanding, Yael of the Yavo was not made like the Iker, what we call the Chetz of Shemona Esrei. It's just as it comes. And now once you missed it, too late. It's too late there. You're not going to accomplish anything by making, saying another Shemona Esrei, because that could even evolve if you're already late to the Tefillah of Shemona Esrei, if you're going to say another Tefillah at night, and you don't have to the brachah of Atola. That's what could come out. The Rav Alfa holds differently. This is the way Zolti explains it, that the deen of Yael of the Yavo, when they were mistaken it, is like the Ikashman, actually. It's going to have a deen like the bracha. So if you miss it, it's a chisorin in the whole Shman Esrei. Then it has to have a deen of Tashlumi. Just like in an ordinary day, for some reason or another, somebody forgot or he missed the time of mincha, what does he do with Meirut? He says, Tushman Esrei, because he has no mincha. But the same thing here. If the Yad of the Yavo is not, if the Yad of the Yavo is part of the Shman Esrei, like a bracha, it felt nice. It's missing the whole Shman Esrei. And that's why, that's the basis of the machlekes between Rabbeinu Yehuda and Rav Alfis. Generally, we Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, and so forth, that there is a deen of Tashlumi. That, in other words, Paschim more like the sheet of Rav Alfis and the other Vashenim, that say, like missing, it's a chesor in the etzim pepto of the Shemon Esrei, so you have to have Tashlumi for Mayu, regardless, though it's a different day. But after was Seder, the same thing did would be with Shabbos to Mincha. Why? Because Shabbos to Mincha, just like any Tefillah on Shabbos, is really has the chesed of Yud Ches Brachos and so forth. You really have to, we should have to daven the weekday thing. I forgot to mention Shabbos, so that's the whole question. Going to the Rabbeinu Yehuda, well, what if he forgot to mention Shabbos? The tefillah he has. What is he going to gain by mentioning that night he's not going to mention Shabbos? So according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, you don't have to. But according to Rav Alpers, that even by Shabbos, the missing the koron of Shabbos is like missing in the Esam Shmona Esrei. And therefore, under those circumstances, you would have to have Tashlumim with a weekday Shmona Esrei. Well, the question there in the Gemara, they have Dola and so forth, that's the different aspect of the subject. Now, however, go further than this, there are other nafkaminas redeem that have to do with the whole deen of Kavana by davening, which you want to bring out. And there's this point that is mentioned here that Zolzi brings up. What would be a nafkamina here, the dina, for example? Brings this Shiloh here, over here, the Shulchan Aruch says, and has a lot to do with the question of Kavana. The whole Yisrael of Tefillah based on a big Indian of Kavana all the time. Like the Shulchan Aruch run that off, but we'll see in the Rambam also shortly, that the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Aleph, and over time, Boshan is there in the Shulamit Paleo, so is Yechavim before Lavrachas. That's our real here. When we stand Shemona Esrei, we're supposed to be Mechavim. He doesn't say what the Kavana is. He says you have to be Mechavim before Lavrachas. Each Bracha has a different focus all the time. There's Birchas Hashanim, there's Lamalshinim, which is made later, there's Birchas Refuah. There you have all the different brachas, all of that. If you have to call out the Meina Yochol the Kulam, Lotochas Yechavim the Ovos. At least in the Ovos. That's very, very important. The Mlo Kivin the Ovos, so you didn't have the Kavana. Apal P, Shalo Shekivin, the Chola Shah, Yarzal Yisfalo. You have to go back and daven if you didn't have the Kavana in the others. So the Ramor, that's the Mechaber says that. And there in Kufala. The Ramor comes and says, I say the Ramor is more of a realist over here. The Ramor says, you are Edna. But now, and he's in the 16th century, 16th century Krakow, great Jewish community of that time, he says, Edna ain't chazrin b'shvil chisoin shabana. He says, you don't go back because you have, but he hasn't explained what the actual Kavana is. That's what we're going to have to do yet there in the time allotted to us. He says, why? Shabbat Chazorah says, Kavu Shalo Yechavan. In the Chazorah, he might not even have the Kavana. Going back. How sure are we he's going to do better the second time than the first time? There could be a problem. In Cain, Lama Yaza. So the question is, why should he go back? So the whole question is now, so that's what the point that we have to explain. Remember, he said by the others, it's absolutely essential that he should have Kavanah. He says, why do we daven at all? If we don't have any Kavanah anywhere, he says, everybody's is saying Brachos of Atzolah. They don't have the real Kavanah. If the davening's not a davening without the Kavanah, how do we get around that? So if you take a look in your sheets there on the Rambam, actually, take it number 4. Didn't go into number 3 because number 3 has the Tefillah that deals with what was Merumas, was mentioned there in the Berhetan and in the Shari Tshuva about listening to the Chazan. Listening to the Chazan, that if you miss, you know, so if there's a, you follow the Chazan when he's doing the Chazorah of the Shemona Esrei and follow every word, so you won't have to daven the whole Shemona Esrei there. And what Pesha says, how he has to be medagdek and everything else, and understood that the Chazan has a mind to be mighty everybody. Otherwise, it won't be true. That's on top test. That was in sheet number 3. But let's go now to the Rambam. The Rambam says, you look at that this is a Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Daled, Halacha Tetzvot. And in fact, it's really two halachas here that is important. So when we talk about, the Rambam is trying to define what is Kavana. Kavana is Halev Ketzot. What is Kavanas Halev? Because remember, Rambam, it's a Gemara, it's a Braisa. And it says, we Ovdo, the whole of Abkan, a Zehu Aveda Shebelev, Havi'im Azul Tfilah. So there's basically this whole machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The basis of that Braisa. It's very broad, the Braisa is brought right in the beginning of the Sefer Pinus, and in other places, that this Aveda Shebelev, the Rambam says it's a Din Deraisa. Tfilah is Deraisa. It's a Deraisa. Doesn't have any Zman. As far as the rice is concerned, there's no Zman. And that's why Noshim, in principle, are Mechuyev B'Tfilah. Tfilah Shma, they're really Pukim, because that depends on Zman. But Tfilah, they would be Mechuyev. So anyhow, the Rambam has to define, but you see, where's the whole Essam, what you say, structure of Tfilah come out? It's Aveda Shebelev. A Zeru Aveda Shebelev. So what does that mean, Aveda Shebelev? It has to do with focus. Concentration. He says, Kavona to Lev Keta, called Tfila Shaina be Kavona, ain't a Tfila. It's not a Tfila. The Im is Palo below Kavona, Chazer on his Palo be Kavona. That's what he says. Motza Daite. Now it's interesting, I'm just pointing this out, because there's a problem later with another Rambam. He doesn't say it's ain't a Tfila. The Rambam just says, Chazer Mispala. It doesn't say it's not a tefillah. Right? It implies that it's not a tefillah, but it's Chazer Mispala. Now, Zim is Pala below Chazer Mispala Kavana. Motza Daita Meshubeshes Velibo Torud. The person is too preoccupied. You know, he's thinking is who knows what, and that's unfortunately everybody, that's what the Rambam is really talking about. What kind of Kavana? You know, try to imagine the real situation. People are rushing to Mincha. I hear Mincha is a place they're rushing. But early in the morning, they're preoccupied. They got to run. They got to get on the expressway. They got to drive here, drive there. They're in a hurry, be on time. You know, the mind is so forward. I mean, it's a wonder when sometimes you think, how we're davening. Well, people, I remember in Borough Park, there used to be a sense of pride in certain places that there was certain minyan where they had the shul that had constant minyan. It used to be the old Father Shul on 45th Street and 14th Avenue.
He used this to serve as
going round yet in the morning. So there was a minyan in the vestibule, there was a minyan in the base medrash, there's a minyan in the side room, and this time, that time, so he used to praise, where's the 20-minute minyan, you know, in and out. What kind of focus is that? But nevertheless, I'm not criticizing it. Jews come to daven. I'm a daven. I'm telling you personally, it used to bother me the most is that I used to go to my minyan. On Gizel the Borough Park, which was not a minyan factory, they had a minyan. It was about 6:45 or so, I call that a menschlich time, it was 7 o'clock, a little earlier on the Seder. Then, let's say if I was out on the street in my car about 10 o'clock, I used to see Jesus, you know, walking nonchalantly with their talus and filling, they're going to a minyan. I used to say, well, how long were they sleeping? They're not, they're mostly with mist, there's mama feel, they could still daven shachris and be tefillah shalom bizmano, which the psak and shulchan know is yesh lo tzar, but it's not tefillah bizmano. Okay, so we'll do that, whatever it is. So here, look how the Rambam says this. Also, it's Pashi Yachri Daitai. The Sicha brought in Adera. So who Oye? Or Mesa, or he's in, feels in trouble, or whatever it is. Stressed. That's the best word to be Mesa. He's stressed out. Also, always follow Lachri Yachri Daitai. He should not be allowed, he should not allow himself to daven until he's at ease. He can focus. That's what he's saying. And Amru, Hachamim, Hachamim said, it's in the Gemara, Yasha Shleisha Yomim, Hachi Yanua, the Tiskara Daisha Vahayas Palel. In other words, he has to get over his jet lag, the way we would say today. Mr. the time, day, night, so all of that. But he's coming back to the Amor, the centuries later, Amor says, you're eating it now. We can't deal with that. But the Rambam is saying over here that you have to have Kavanas Alev, and if not, it has to be Chazim as follows. And then later on you'll see, now look at what is Kavanah? What is the definition of Kavanah? Look at Tesh. Kesa hiya Kavanah, she yafana es soi, he called Machshavas, every distracting thought. It's a question of total concentration. This is a very typical statement. He has to imagine that he's standing before the Shem. You're standing before the Shem, before a melech or something. You're concentrating that you know where you are. That's what he's saying. And spiritual leish of miyat kedem atzila, kedem v'chavanus libo, v'achakach, follow the nachas of the sachnun of the yolata, Yilasa Kamisha Oya Nase Mate Mashliha the Helakwa, you know, Ugapata. He fulfilled it, runs out. And we'll see the Torah, Rasha, Meat, Achashvila, and so forth. That's basically, you see two terms that are critical in especially one of the great, we would say, Puskim or Bali Haor, they're actually conceptual. But in the Achreinim, he used this to explain that the Rambam, one point is that if he's standing before the Shechina, the other one is that that's how he's describing it. So the first one, he just talks about Kavanah general. So what comes out, however, there seems to be contradictions of different things, because the contradiction, and that's brought up, contradiction is discussed in the famous Sefer Kosher of Chaim Ritzkezel, the Dushi Rabbeinu Chaim Levi, in, if you look there in his Hilchot Tefillah, where he deals the problem in the Rambam, because in one place, the Rambam says, Chazim is power, that's what he says, and in other places, he says, the following. And here's the lesson. We just looked at this Rambam, which is in Peiret Dalet. That's what we're talking about. Because the Rambam says in Peiret Yud, Halacha Aleph, Nish is follow the Lokivan as Rebai, Yazav is follow the Kavana, the Lokivan as Rebai, the Bracha is Shaina, Shu Vena Tok. That's in what Bracha is Shaina, that's in the other. Ella is the Torah Ian. Hello, the Peiret Dalet, Halacha says, well, Hashma Shabbakola Tvila, Hakavana Nama, has to be Ikuva. We just said that. If it can't be Mazavan that, the Zavan is not a Zavaning, all right, you have to do it. So how do we reconcile this?
He doesn't say that here, though.
What?
He doesn't say that it includes the whole Tvila.
No, but he just, but then the last part is that where he's talking about what it has to be, especially in another place where he says that the thing is, it seems to be that the Tvila is not a Tvila. So Reb Chaim, to make it big, has a whole discussion of that. He says there are two levels that you actually have in the gather when you talk about Kavanah. One is, as mentioned over here, is you have to know that you're dominant. A lot of times people, you know, they might know the whole thing by heart, like a robot. Davening is really not Einad Lishnei Hashkina. He's distracted, everything. He might even, while he's davening and saying one thing, he's thinking of a business transaction. Or, then, Talmidei Chachamim, Gemara, Eidah and Brachas, not to be Einad. It's like, you know, Divrei Torah, not Tokel, still thinking about the Torah, he's not thinking, he's just saying the words, the davening. Now, if he has an awareness that he is davening, but he does not have the kavan and the specific brachas and so forth, so there, the tefillah, in other words, the tefillah is a tefillah, but he's amei b'fnei Hashem. The only thing is this, that later on, when we say the Torah of Lavza, police follow, doesn't mean that the tefillah is not a tefillah. In order to get a better perspective on the kavana, then he can go repeat himself, repeat that, and would not be considered like a brachal of Atola when he doesn't repeat it. But if he doesn't have any sense of image, Nei Hashem, is Nei Hashchina, so they would use the Chaim's language, that is a posion of the structure of the Hefter of Tefillah itself. The main Hefter of Tefillah, especially in the August, is that your Einei Lishnei Hashchina. Once you have that, even if the rest of the Shemona Esrei, you don't have so much Kavanah, what the words mean or what's going on, Einei Lishnei Hashem, then the Tefillah would be acceptable. It's a Tefillah without so much Kavanah, but your Einei Lishnei Hashem. If you don't know that your Einei Lishnei Hashem at all, no Tefillah is not a Tefillah. And therefore, that would involve, you would have to repeat it, completely repeat it. Well, that's got some bring that in, because in principle, you have to have Kavanah, you know, from Achlekes and the Gemara. It's a Tzvizh Kavanah, ain't Tzvizh Kavanah. So, generally, Tashkin, by the Isis, should have Kavanah, by the Rabbanan, probably don't. What? Yeah, of course, there's a the tefillah, the ma'isa of tefillah is, I mean, what you're saying is the avodah shebalev, that's the only ma'isa, but it involves a feeling, a hagosha that your aim is Lishnei Hashchina. You have to have that in the present. The fact is, just to give the picture of the language of the Chaim, there is, he's saying, for example, when the Rambam defines it in that second halacha of Tezvot, they have to remove all the distractions. He says the following: the kavana zu ain't a megin kavana. It's not some the case of kavana. Rak shehu mi etzam ma'isa hatfila. Felt in the davening. He doesn't know where he is. You know, he could still be in the shop or in the store or the business meeting or whatever he came out of, or still in the base matter thinking about that svara, he's just going through the words. The im ain libo funny ben eloyer sasmo shaim is okay as kino whom is follow ain zem aisa tefillah. That's not a aisa tefillah. The hariu b'shval misasek. No, there's many things in halacha a misasek. Misasek is not a kiyum of any particular aisa. He's distracted. He's doing certain things. You have the deen by misasek, by kabbonis, by Shabbos. Misasek, in certain inyanim is a psur on korm. Question is whether it's a aisa aveva. That's a different thing. But misasek, or let's say a Rosh Hashanah, he's blowing the shayfa. He's practicing. He doesn't even have a mind to anything. He's misasek. Not going to be yaser, that particular thing. That's the language. The Eivo Din Maisa. Okay, my kevis kavana zu b'chol atfil. In all parts of the tefillah, he has to know that he's standing before Hashem. The mokum shoyim misasek, dina kol is follow flow. As if he didn't daven at all. The rak heichas and mechaven of makir maisa, v'yodeis yohayin is tefillah. So what's the problem of the other kavana? Elosh ena yodeya pelish hashvorim. But you know, he's not too sure what things mean. Most other people don't know what's actually davening, but they know they're davening. So that's his ena v'nei hashvina. But they don't know the meaning of it. A lot of people of that, you know, a lot of the European Jews that were just educated with a Talmud thorough education and a good davening. They daven well. I always marvel at that. That they knew how to daven. They asked from the shop, that or so forth, to get about it, probably wouldn't know. But they know they're davening. So that's That's in the deen of tefillah. It does not erode the mice of tefillah. That's it. So suffers deen kavana. Zehu the higher has good. That's the whole Rashi. Keeping the others yotzer. He was mechabel the others, but he's aimed. He's nei Hashem and everything else, and it's going to be good. That's the whole structure that he's telling us about here. So that's one of the dimensions that we have, that where feeler sometimes will not be a feeler if he does not feel that his own is Zikmei Hashem. And that brings us into this whole picture that you have, this machlekes between the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Alpes, what constitutes the feeler when you have to insert a score of a Shredish in it, or some of Shabbos, whether the leaving that out is a feeler or not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is a feeler. He just didn't mention what he's supposed to mention, but it's not a chisoven in the whole mitzvah of feeler, played a chazal in the socket. It's not like leaving out a bracha. It's just he mentions a certain thing, and later you can't rectify it, so you don't have to. It doesn't demand, require correcting it. But according to Rav Alpes and the others, will be a chesaron in the etzem tefillah. Just like the Rambam says, if you don't know that your aim is l'shnei hashchin, it's not a davening. So there, the tefillah is not a tefillah, then you have to have tashlumin. So after we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, if a person forgets mincha on Shabbos or on Rosh Chodesh, that's have tashlumin. We paskin like the sheet of the Rav Alpes. That's what we do when we add a second Shmona Esrei. And the rule is, the one that is the immediate key is the first. Like if you daven Ma'ariv, and you forgot Mincha for whatever reason, you daven Ma'ariv or that, and the other one is a Tashlumi. Someone is a restraining...
What's the difference? Which is which?
Well, it's the same Russian, but you have to keep that in mind. That should be the key.
The difference is, yeah. The first one was the Tashlumi, and for some reason, you didn't feel you didn't have your second, and you haven't gotten higher.
That's right. That's the point. That's a very good point. Because it's like he says with the Havdalah. It's like you didn't have any or nothing. That's a good point. That stresses that particular approach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a problem. But that's why some want to reconcile the two sheikhs that say that, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't have it, if it's not kashruming, so if you do it, it's like Lohus of Atola. Bavavir. What are you going to gain by that? So a person can make a tefillah nedava. So if he makes a tefillah nedava, he's donating like a tefillah, which is a madrega when there's many times there are fakers. It's a tefillah nedava, just like in a korban. So then it would work out according to all Tashkin. So that's part of the inner Ashrei. The main thing is, remember what you say in the davening. Don't leave out. Otherwise, you won't have any problems.
But then we would never say that.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's why people say many times, well, what if I make a mistake? I said, the Shulchan Aruch is based on most people's mistakes. How does otherwise even have any problems? Just go by rote, by different things. But most of the things are mistakes. That's part of the understanding of reality and coping with the deen of the Torah. So hopefully, this coming next week in December will be the Shredish Mamish. And Wednesday would be the second day of the Shredish, but it's the first day of the month of Kislev. From here to Shem, we'll try to continue with some other aspects, which I found some discussion in our training about Rosh Chodesh, about the Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, certain tradition, which you know, women don't do work on Rosh Chodesh. There's certain Puskin that hold about how much men can do. Interesting thing. Nuances on that and some other inyanim having to do with Chodesh.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
The early Balei Sotras, did they have Rav Alpes? I mean, what's your point? Sure, they had. The Rav Alpes preceded in time, I would say, or the good many of the Balei Sotras. there. Malthus was just about, for a contemporary with Rashi, maybe a little before, I can't remember the exact date. Rashi was the end of the 11th century, the time of the world knows of the First Crusade, about 1096. About 1096. There's stories about Rashi meeting Godfrey de Bouillon, who was the leader of that crusade. There are many stories about it. But anyhow, that's right. But Avalthus was there in Morocco, in Fez. That's why it's called Alphus. But that's where he came from. And they had the yeshiva there. That's all. All right.
Hurry up.
Has left the conference.
Barry Hartman
has left the conference.